God intervenes in human affairs. Elder Almasan. Almasan. Conference Report, October 1952, pages 111-113. My brethren and sisters, I trust and I pray that the good spirit which has been present throughout these conference sessions may continue with us during the few moments I stand here. I am convinced that there is something greater than man's wisdom back of the great conference system, which was inaugurated by Joseph Smith, the prophet in the early days of the church. We have come here, you and I, to be refreshed and to be strengthened, to be edified and reassured in our faith. We have never gone away disappointed. The Lord has blessed His people abundantly and will continue to bless them in the future. Who can estimate the influence and the spiritual power which emanate from these inspiring conference sessions? We come here full of eagerness and anticipation. We listen to the sermons, to the fervent prayers, to the music and the songs of Zion, to the stirring hymns sung by the congregation, and last but not least to the anthems and the renditions by our great choir. We are deeply touched and uplifted. Surely, it is good to belong to a church that is progressive, far-seeing, and inspirational in its program, a program that is calculated to prepare us as members for the eventualities which are sure to come. We recognize and are aware of a similar power and influence emanating from the missionary system of the church. Who can measure the influence of just one missionary who goes into the world to proclaim the gospel message? The missionary spirit which rests upon him, somehow or other, reaches out to the home from which he comes, to his relatives and friends, and to all with whom he comes in contact. His life becomes a great missionary force in the world. The Latter-day Saints believe in a God who is not only the Creator, but who is also the ruler of the universe. He intervenes in great crises when God's plan is in jeopardy and His divine purposes are threatened. I recall, as an example, an incident in the Civil War. It occurred when the Confederates brought out the strange battleship known as the Merrimack. The people of the North were alarmed. The advisors of Lincoln became hysterical. Fear and apprehension took hold of the people. Many complaints came to President Lincoln. "They will shoot down the Capitol," they said. He replied, "God will not permit it. This is His fight." "I am sure," Lincoln prayed, "I feel certain we trusted in God," for on one occasion he is reported to have said, "I have been driven to my knees with the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go." Lincoln's prayer was answered, because on a beautiful morning, there appeared in the same waters opposite the nation's capital, another strange battleship. It was John Ericsson's Monitor. The battle that ensued between these two ships was not unlike the battle between David and Goliath. The Merrimack was defeated, as was the great giant, Goliath. I recall, 4 years ago, driving through the ruined city of Dunkirk, the city which has become famous in world history, because it has suffered ruin and devastation so many times. As we drove through the city, I remember the road led us along a narrow canal. On the right of us lay the ruined city, almost entirely destroyed. On the left was the open country over which the German army approached. 350,000 British soldiers lay with their backs to the ocean behind improvised fortifications. It looked like annihilation, capture, or defeat for the British army. But at the crucial moment when Britain's soldiers needed help, the God of heaven intervened. What happened? At that moment, a dark, black mist settled down directly over the narrow canal. All visibility disappeared and military operations ceased. How long? Just long enough for Britain's soldiers to escape and make their way across the channel to English shores. I firmly believe that the Almighty can and does intervene in great crises for the benefit of His children, especially when freedom and liberty are at stake. Another incident is recorded in world history. It happened in the year 1588 when King Philip of Spain sent his invincible armada out to destroy the inferior British navy. The British navy was no match for the powerful Spanish fleet of 120 ships armed and equipped for battle. Once again the Almighty came to the rescue of the British. At the right moment a storm arose on the high seas, and the Spanish fleet was scattered. A few of them made their way into the French harbor of Calais, but were forced to leave. They were eventually overtaken and destroyed by the British. Thus the tyranny of Spain came to an end, and a new era in human history was begun. Do you question this intervention of God who presides over the destiny of nations? When President Levi Edgar Young and Bishop Joseph L. Worthlin referred to Christopher Columbus as the discoverer of the New World, I thought of him standing high on his little craft fighting and defying, not only the elements and the turbulent waves, but also the superstition and ignorance of his crew to discharge his God-appointed mission. It was no accident that he was permitted to reach the shores of San Salvador in the flimsy vessels he had at his disposal. He was right when he said he was moved by the Holy Ghost to achieve his ambition, and thus a new world, new opportunities, and new ideas were given to men to be developed and to be used for God's purposes. Neither can we doubt that Brigham Young, prophet, statesman, and colonizer, was similarly called and inspired in his great pioneer achievement. He and his people were protected in their migrations. By every law of probability they should have perished in the desert, but they did not perish, for God's protection was upon them. I pray that we may appreciate our membership in the church and that we may be true and faithful to the standards by which we are guided. An investigator once said to me, "Your church is the only church on the face of the earth that advocates high standards and noble ideals." His conclusion, I hope, was not correct, but we must preserve the standards, the ideals, and the faith committed to us through Jesus Christ. May we do so. I pray in His name. Amen.